Clarifying ag and property tax laws. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Is making sure that the definition of agriculture that the legislature has put in the code is being used by property assessors when they classify property as either ag or commercial.
The Tennessee General Assembly has passed legislation this year that clarifies a consistent and legal definition of farm property and agriculture for property assessment purposes and not 95 different interpretations. Mike Bell of Riceville was the sponsor of the bill in the state Senate.
We want to make sure where we have said, the legislature has said, ag is corn mazes. Ag is selling vegetables that you've grown or even that you've had come in from other places. That's all part of ag if it's in conjunction with a working farm. And that's what we've defined ag as. And we want to protect that definition to make sure that property assessors around the state are all using the same definition of ag when they classify property for tax purposes.
The bill's sponsor in the House was Representative Tim Wergo of Paris.
Our job is to protect our agriculture community. No one, I don't think, has been a bigger supporter of agriculture up here than Tim Wergo. We carry some of the biggest pieces of legislation to protect our farmers back home. And I think it was important for me to continue to be able to fight for the agriculture community and protect them and not add unnecessary revenue streaming opportunities from the state side that I think is unnecessary.
Now, this new legislation was written because the Tennessee Board of Equalization proposed a rule last year outlining the process for subclassification of property for property tax purposes, but that proposed rule did not take into consideration the legal definition of the word agriculture in state law, which now allows for diversification into agritourism ventures and on-farm sales. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.